Today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. We begin from the next Mishnah, which is Halacha Hey. Ein nishbein al tanat cheresh chota v'katan. So if a cheresh, which is the deaf mute, a shoita, which is someone who is like an imbecile, or a katan, a minor, their claims they don't consider having da'at, and therefore you would not that would not mechayiv again. We're talking about shvuah dayanin. A based on their claim, it wouldn't require a shvuah dayan again in the case of one of a mitzvah. Okay, what type of claim are we talking about with a cheresh, someone who can't speak and cannot? Can speak, cannot hear. We're talking about Uramiza, sort of through his signing, or no, I'm not sure if signing is even accurate because I'm going to get caught into the halachics of that. But some sort of he was suggesting and making gestures, that wouldn't be enough. There wouldn't be a claiming. We wouldn't have to require the so called defendant to make this shvuah. Aval nishben lekatan velehekdesh. Nishben lekatan velehekdesh is an interesting one. The korban, the Pnei Moshe says, means. If someone's trying to collect money from the property of a katan, or there's a situation where someone's makdish property and there was a pre-existing loan to it, and they want to take it from it, they would have to make a shvua for a katan or for this hekdesh. Okay, so let's learn the Gemara. When a man gives his friend, so ish is mentioned in the pasuk, that comes to exclude a katan. Ad kunum shtano katan. The tava o katan. That only makes sense if we're saying that the katan was, it was borrowed from the katan, he gave it to a katan, and he's trying to claim it from the katan. It's really the other way around. Natan lo katan, the tava o gadol. What if the katan gave it to him? And then he grew up and now he's claiming it back. So now he's a gadol. On his ta'ana, on his claim, would that now be okay? So the Gemara says, Tamaloma re'ehu, ad sheyeh nitinato v'tviato shavim. Until the nitinato and fiato is shaveh, meaning he's a gadol as well. And that's Dimash Mashiach kere'ehu b'shat netina. It's to be like his friend, the time of netina, vaikfar nafka, already at the time of netina, he was a kata. That's how we drush in the pasuk. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Rabba Bar Mama late had a pshita al de Rabbi Yochanan." The Amar Rabbi Yochanan noten the chaberot tanat kanav, the aveda chayav. Now this is an interesting piece as well. And he says, "Eichan vati Amar lo nignava." So what's his case here? I'll explain here. We'll look at the Pnei Moshe. It says, "The Rabbi Yochanan the Amar la kama perek arba shomrim." That's later perek. Mitzvah Shem will get to it. Ha toen ta'anat ganav. So he found a lost object, and then someone, and the claim was it was, they said, where is this Aveda? Says it was stolen. In that situation, now he's chayiv to pay double if he's found out to be that he really kept it himself. Okay? So why do we say the same thing by katan? What do you mean? The alpha gavnita katan lam netina, despite the fact there was no real netina because the katan was not a bardat, when the katan gave it over. Nonetheless, mikomakom loya, it should be no different to an aveda, a lost object. The gam ken leke netina, because the lost object there was no netina either. The person found it on the street. Nonetheless, mitchay b'shvua v'kefer l'Rabbi Yochanan. Nonetheless, it's a chiyuv shvua. So just to explain it one more time. Rabbi Yochanan says you can have this tanat, you know, twin tanat ganav in the case of an aveda. Now, aveda is where there was no giving over at the time. It's just the person found this lost object, he collected it, and now there's a claim saying you have my lost object, and he says I stole it, and it can be chayv shvua, and it can be chayv kefel if he's found to be lying, etc. We'll get to that later. So too here as well. Why not? Granted that you're saying the giving over of the katan's not really considered a giving over. Because it's a katan, he's not a banedat. Treat it like a lost object. And therefore, when he now is a gadol, he's like saying, like the any other case, trying to claim his lost item back. Just treat it in that sense and make the person chayv a shvua. Why are we saying if a katan vehigdil, no, is part of from the shvua? The Gemara says, Tifta, Amar Abba, Tifta sh'amalu adshat katan tavatani v'niftarti mishvuatech. Now, this is a really interesting piece here. He says, I'll read you actually the ribbaz on this because he explains it nicely. He says, Perush, Delo dami be'aveda. Dinitchai berega rishon nishava miyad. When the person finds a aveda, the chiyuv of a shvua is already begins at that point in time, as soon as he finds a lost object. Masha'en ken bekatan. Why? K'sheyegiya chefetz liado min hakatan, az haya patur. Meaning, if we say the chiyuv of a shvua already for the person who wants it back begins already at the time when the object is entrusted in his care, well, an aveda is immediate. That's fine. And so too here, when it comes to the katan gave that object over to an individual to look after, there is no chiyuv of shvua at that time because it's patur at that time. So therefore, v'imaya tova otor az, because if he claimed, and this is kind of lashon tiviatani v'tani mishpah, because if immediately the katan claimed it back and there was a modern mikta, it would be chayav shvuah, if it happened immediately. It happens to be that the katan grew up. Because therefore, again, at the time the chifetz came into the care of the person who was entrusted with, either the person like the Veda, or in our case, this gadol that's looking after the object of the katan. Da kol ikar tana dahashtahu al chiyuv. Again, it was patra at that time, right? Da kol ikar tana dahashtahu al chiyuv shel sharishonah ubesharishonah patur b'shvuah. And that is because at the very beginning, when the person was looking after the object of the katan, that's when the chiyuv would have been generated. And later on, when the claim is being made, it can be years later, whatever, it's based on that original chiyuv. Now, because of the katan, when he gave it over, there is no chiyuv, because had he claimed at the time it'd be patur, had the katan claimed it, the owner would be patur. Therefore, even if he grew up, it's a different story, because it has to be mvusas, it has to be based on the chiyuv at the time when it's taking his care, and there is no chiyuv at the time of taking his care. Okay, yafe, let's continue. Then it says, Shvuat Hashem tiyeh ben shneihem. So here it's saying this is the drashia, the shvuatim is between them, the two parties. That's lo tziyat yoresh. That is to exclude a yoresh. Now, what yoresh are we talking about? The Gemara now says, Rabbi Ila says, b'shem riyosi, b'yorshav hi matnita. So I'm going to explain outside basically what the Bnei Moshe says. And he says it can't be talking about the yoresh of the person who's claiming the money. Why? Because what difference does it make if the claimant is the father or the son? If there is a vaday, a definite claim, you owe 100, then the defendant, if he admits 50, beside there, he can admit 50 and then he'd be chayef, right? It's more of a mitzvah. Wouldn't make a difference if the person making the claim is the father or the son. The other case is different. Therefore, the mi'uta yoresh is referring to the so-called the defendant here, the person looking after the object. Because if the father was alive, it was modern mixed up. That's a definite claim. That's a definite defense. Meaning, I don't know you 100. I only know you 50. But the yoresh is unlikely to know. Meaning, and that's the minastam. That's why Pnei Moshe explains it. And in a situation where there's a definite admission of 50, but there's no definite kfira. Meaning, I know I owe you 50. I don't know about the other 100. There's no kfira here, definite kfira, therefore it'd be patur. So I'll just read the very, very end of that long Pnei Moshe. It says, doesn't know. Mistamu There's like a, it's possible, I don't know. Upatu Torah and Midin Torah, again, we're not too much for what Hesed knows, other too much for the Chachamim instituted. There's no Shvuat dying in this situation. That's why it's excluding specifically that case, the Yoresh of the defendant. Okay, let's continue. Next case. Net says Ben Shnehem. The Shvuah Shtiyah Ben Shnehem. What's in between them? It says Einu Zan Ben Shnehem. Lolam im Hashpia Mashpia LaSheker Sof Latzet Min Onesh will be on him. Vim Nishpa Nishpa LaSheker Sof Latzet Alav. In other words, once the Shvuah is in place, there's a punishment going to be there. Meaning you're playing with fire. We introduce the concept of Shvuah because if someone's lying, the punishment will be on the person who's lying. Okay. Fine. Even the mashpia, right? If the mashpia is forcing him to make this shvuah, and the person's the other person in the truth, the punishment will be him. So my taima, it says, "Hotzitia ne'um Hashem tzvakor uba el beit haganav ve'el beit hanishpa." Beit hanishpa, the person who's making a shvuah, bishmi b'lashaker, who made a false shvuah. Now, importantly here, the pasuk before it is Zota Allah Yotzer I'm like, it's not is it immediately before. Yeah, the pasuk immediately before it says, this is a curse. It's going to go on land, meaning the curse is coming out. Vortzitiya Anna will take it out, meaning this curse will be on the bayit. Okay, this fine. Now, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Malchei Chavala in Lahem Kfitzim. These Malachim of destruction, they have no kfitzim, is like knees. Okay, so they can't sit, if you like. They're moving. Now it says as follows. However, it says umatam. It says firstly, it's meshut ba'aretz. I mean, they're wandering the land, umikalech ba, and they're constantly moving. Okay. However, baram hacha in this situation says velana betoch peito, by the case of shvuah. So you see how destructive it is. The case of shvuah shav, that they will lana. They will be seem to be they're lying down. These malchei chavala. The destruction is stationary in that situation, and not, in other words, and not the normal characteristic of the malchei chavala, that they're constantly moving. They have no their capacity to sit. Okay. And it says, "V'chilato." So it's this is continuing with the destructive nature of this shvuachav, that it ends up destroying, consuming firewise, wood and stone. It says, "Bora things that fire cannot destroy." Shvuachav mechalatan. Shvuachav destroys because it's mentioning stones as well. So Rabbi Yonatan says that Yonah, sorry, that says only if it's referring to a shvuah al sheker, when the person makes a false oath. However, he also says, Af ala emet. Now, Af ala emet means that even at the time he made the Shvuah, he thought he was telling the truth, but ultimately ended up being a lie. So even if your intentions are pure and you make a Shvuah, it ends up being a false Shvuah, that still has all these destructive and curses and all these bad things associated with it. So again, stay away from Shvuah. And it says, Chagai darish kahadad Rabbi Yossi, because of the following case. It says, Uvda, it was a sin, bachad ita, this woman, de azlat mi arach, she went to start preparing bread by her friend. She had to tie it into the edge of her mitpachat. There was a scarf was 3 dinarim, two dinarim, a lot of money, dinarim zahav. Now naflula, it fell, the archugo igula, and it fell into the dough. Okay. She went home. She basically turned off, went home, and looked for her money, and was gone. She went back to this woman. Amrala, she said to her, "Havili, give me the money that fell, my money that fell into your house." Amrala lo yadana, I don't know anything about it. And iadana, she defend herself. Tikvor bara, I will bury my son. She made a shvuah that I have nothing of your money, not knowing that the money was actually in her house amongst the dough, bread that was baked there. So, and what ended up happening? Kavrate, she ended up burying her son. Indeed, this shvuah with a curse she took upon herself ended up being mekayim. Min alun, when they came back from mikavre from the shvuah, shamat, she heard people, the rumor spreading. Amra ilo dava yada bahun lo kavrate. Meaning, we know exactly why the son is being buried, because she must know about the money. She's hiding the money from her friend. Amra, she said, if I know about the money, then my other son should be buried. Okay? Kavarate ended up being buried as well, unfortunately. Alun Menachamta, at the time they were coming to Menachem Avil, they ended up breaking bread. The Katzun Chadigula, they opened it up. The Eshkun, they found this trade in Naimir. They found that money was always in her possession. So, in other words, this type, if you like, is trying to prove the point of Rav Yossi. Despite the fact she sincerely was felt she was telling the truth, nonetheless, all the problems with the Shvuah came. Hada Milta Amra, Bein Zechaya, Bein Chayav, L'Shvuah Lotiel. In other words, best that, this is like almost like the warning. It's really shmor, pretty much it says it's more mishpoah. It's best to stay away the shvuah. I feel because even if you think you're telling the truth, just you're playing with fire when it comes to shvuah. Okay, etc. You're gonna start something though?
Is it a shvuah if a person says, to the best of my knowledge?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a shvuah that would satisfy people. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Well, it's actually interesting because I read it fast, but I wasn't sure about one point. Because the second case is the first time she says, I don't have it. The second time to read the Shvuah, and another son died, says, In yadana b'hum, if I know of them, or if I knew of them, right? She didn't know of them, nonetheless, it was Mekanim, so I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how to read that. Let's continue. These are things that you wouldn't make a shvuah for. These are avadim, shtarot, and karaka, the hektesh. We're going to learn about that. So they're servants, shtarot are contracts, karaka is land, and hektesh is property of hektesh. Also, all these things don't have the concept of tashlumi kefel, velo tashlumi arba v'chamisha. So if you steal something, mira ihu, that's a lot of the drashas here, and the person's caught, he steals, has to pay two. If it's an animal, yes, they and he shechts or sells it, we have to do four or five. We learned about these as well. Similarly, Shomer Chinam Einu Nishba. Normally, a Shomer Chinam is exempt from all manner of things, unless obviously he's negligent about it, but therefore, normally you have to make a shvuah that it wasn't negligent. Okay? However, you wouldn't make a shvuah in these cases, for example, the Hektesh. Nose Sachar Einu Meshalem as well. In the case of Gnevan Veda, he would, a Shomer Nose Sachar, meaning someone who is a paid guardian, would normally have to pay. He doesn't have to pay in that situation. This is all drachot from Sukkim that sort of refer to being a Re'ehu, your friend, not Hektesh, things like that. Reb Yossi, by the way, it doesn't mention Sho'el V'socher, someone who borrows or someone who rents, because you wouldn't be doing that from Hekdesh. Okay? You can't do that from Hekdesh. Now, Reb Shimon, that's what pretty much it says. Reb Shimon Omer, Kod Shim Shu Chai Bachri Otan, we know there are different types of korbanot. One is responsible for a placing. So according to Reb Shimon, those, that type of korbanot, they're considered like your property, so a shvuah would apply to it. V'she'en Chai Bachri Otan, if not, then Enish Bin Alehen. Now, Reb Meir Omer, Im Yesh Dvarim Shel Karka, sorry, yesh dvarim shem karka. There are certain things that is like land, the einam karka, and it's, but they're not really have the din of being karka. How the chachamim do not agree. What is this talking about? Ketzad. Amar as eser gefanim teunot masati lechai. Says I gave you 10 vines that were full of grapes ready to be picked. It sounds like. Do it not. Now the understanding is. Is that therefore he understands them as being already, they don't need to be connected to the tree anymore, so therefore he treats them as being metal to him. So therefore, Shvuah would apply to them. However, it says, Vahal Omer, no, it's only five. Rabbi Shmeir says, Mechayiv is chayiv, and whatever mitzvah, Acham, he says, no, anything still attached to the ground, even if you could, it's ready to be picked. Komo Karka has a din of Karka. Okay, let's continue the Gemara now. Ibrim She'enish Bin Aleihem. Avar V'nishba. What happens if a person nonetheless makes a Shvuah on these things? Now, the way the Pnei Moshe reads this sugya, the question is he chayv shvuah b'shvuah? Now, we're going to continue with the Pnei Moshe. That's going to take a different direction here, but we have the Pnei Moshe in front of us, so we'll continue learning it with the Pnei Moshe. It says, Avar v'nishba, Reb Yochanan Amar mevi korban al shvuah. It's considered, even though he's patur from making a shvuah, for example, shvuah shomrim or things like that, he would nonetheless be chayv to make a shvuah pikadon. He's chayv to make, so if he made a shvuah, even though he's exempt, and he lied, he'd have to bring this shvuah bitui. Okay, mevi korban ala shvuah. However, Rebbe Elazar says, eino mevi. Now it's important, again, Pnei Moshe says, we're specifically talking about if it turns into what's called a shvuah bitui as a result. Just normal, run-of-the-mill type of shvuah. Now that's going to have complexity, that's why there's a lot of Pnei Moshe to explain this. So we'll get to that in a minute. Amarav avun barchia. Kach ken meshiv Reb Yochanan Reb Lazar loy maratav shvuat edut shnu heged ba'avadim b'shtar v'karkot tamav b'shvuat ha'pikadon she'en no heged ba'avadim b'shtar v'karkot. So there, the simple understanding of Gemara, there seems to be some sort of attempt to compare shvuat edut and shvuat pikadon, and it's saying it's not a fair derivation comparison because shvuat edut has a broader scope. So what's this case talking about? We need to really fill in the gaps. It's very vague. So again, we'll use the Pnei Moshe. Let's do the Pnei Moshe. It's bright the chipas, the achareya, try to velo matzi, I couldn't find the bright to makom. Lofi inyan hashmua, amatnitin, it sounds like it's referring to hashmua amatnitin on the kolanishbain, midnaya. And that's referring to the case achareya chashur ala shvua kai. So we'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem as well. There's a case where if someone's chashur ala shvua, they're suspected of lying, we don't make them make a shvua. And we switch the shvua to other party. So, in other words, this is one of the cases where even though no one's, normally you make a shvuah to part yourself from paying, that's where the other party will make a shvuah and you can collect the money because you're chashur ala shvuah. And what happens if the both chashur, we'll get to that. However, the thing sham, doesn't make a difference, shvuat edot, shvuat kavadon. It applies to both. Then it says, v'yalef to kol elu she'en mosrim lehem shvuah mipnei shepsulim l'shvuah. Im nishpu, if the nonetheless make a shvua, chayvim nechay mishum shvua bitoi. Kidamrina, we actually learned this much earlier on in Perek Shvuat Eidot. De lamanav shvua bitoi lav vehen hu debeinan aval aval lo meinan. According to Shita that says, in order for shvua bitoi, it's enough just to be positive and negative in the past, it doesn't have to be to the future. Then therefore, even a like a relative, we said, I think was one of the cases. He could be chai b'shvua b'toy. No, was it relative? V'achi kaima lan l'didei karov pasul im nishpa b'shvua eidud. Af agav do machai b'inale, even though he's not chai b'shvua eidud because a karov pasul can't testify. Nonetheless, mishum eidud. So you see that even we have someone who's, if you like, it's not shaykh, doesn't apply to him in the context of shvuat eidut. Nonetheless, if he makes a shvuah, in any case, he can be chayv shvuah b'toy if he's lying. Okay? And the attempt is to learn from pikadon from eidut. Okay? In other words, also someone who can't make a shvuah pikadon is also chayv shvuah b'toy if he nonetheless makes it. When it comes to Eidot, it's not something monetary, something that would, the result would be monetary. It's not direct money. However, if Eidot doesn't apply, pikadon, that's something in Mammon, the attempt is, they the whole heicha de lo shai chay bechiu ve mamush chiu bishum shvuat pikaron chay kagon psul eidot. So again, the attempt is we're clear by shvuat eidot. If you're not chay shvuat, if eidot, then in yinanas make a shvuah, then you get shvuah bitoy. The attempt is to bring that across to the world of shvuah pikaron as well. And the Gemara says, or kokiyotzeba, etc. And then it says loy mamarta be shvuat eidot. Now the attempt is no, you can't learn shvuat eid. You can't learn shvuah pikadon for shvuah eidot. Why? Because as we said already in the Gemara, the scope of shvuah eidot is much broader than that of shvuah pikadon. It applies to land, it applies to shtarot, karkaot, avadim, etc. Let's skip to the next penimosh. Should skip a bit. It says toma b'shvuah pikadon delayt bei haichruma v'shamina mina. Nonetheless, you still learn from this case the shaych shvuah between gam shvuah eidot. In other words, clear by Shvuot Eidot, you see, you can have a Shvuot Bitui even when a situation, for example, someone's Chashud. When again, it doesn't apply to him. And then the Gemara says, Shvuot Eidot love. What's that mean? Isn't Shvuot Eidot, isn't it baiting? Meaning, I'll explain now in Kompani Moshe. If you're talking about someone who's suspected of making a shvuah, lying, or is invalid, he can't be an aid. How do you find the context of a shvuah? We're talking about where Beitin asked him to make a shvuah. They can't ask him to make a shvuah. He's not chayim to be an aid. He can't be an aid. He's pasul, he's chashud. It must be that the person, in the case of Shvuot Eidot, volunteered himself to make this Shvuah nonetheless. And you see in that situation, it brings a Korban Shvuah Shvuot Bitui. That even though Shvuot Eidot doesn't apply, we apply Shvuot Bitui. V'achinami so too, Gabbe Pikadon, we're talking Pikadon now. V'chol Eilu, Detnan, all these things in Ishmenelem, like we said in our Mishnah. Assuming you can learn pikadon of eidot, even though it seems to be that the gist of the Gemara was you can't. However, in so in other words, a long-winded way of saying this is that we seem to learn from shvuat eidot that some of bitui, as we firmly established when we learned the suga back in when we learned about shvuat eidot, even so too by shvuat pikadon, if it can't apply, it can be chayv shvuat bitui. That's the reading of this sugya according to the Korbanator. Sorry, the Penimosha, sorry. It says, I'm going to keep making the mistakes as we keep on realigning ourselves. Anyway, so again, like I explained the Penimosha. Morning, Moshe. Let's continue. Vida Mishminahada. Now, Id by Mishminahada is talking about something else. Meaning, not the case we just talked about, but why the shvuat pikadon don't apply to karka, hekdesh, things like that. So let's have a look. Because there, the pasuk refers to ki ten ish eriyahu chamor or shor or ser. He gave himself a friend and object to look after, which is chamor, shor or ser, but kol be'emel, all manners of animal, lishmor, to look after. Umet or nishpar or nishpar or ein roeh. So here we're talking about, you know, these shomrim. The shvuah that I think the pasuk is talking about shomechina. Now it says, Well, chamor or shor aser, again, that's your prat, so klal or prat or klal, says, ma elu miuchadim shiyesh bahem shever v'shvui v'umeta, just as these items, shever applies, shvuyav, taken captive, or meta, shever literally means broken, but it can be incapacitated of some sort of way. Yatsu karkaot, that excludes land, which those concepts of shever, shvuah, or meta doesn't apply. So I've excluded land so far. Fantastic. Next is otzi karka shlat. I can exclude karka, but not avadim, because an eved can die, an eved can be taken captive. So Gemara says, ma ilmi chodim knas, yatsu avadim sheen knas. Now, knas here, some people chase the grizzly around because you find a knas by avadim. But here the Ritbaz says, by knas, it means you don't have the concept of shlomi kefil. Someone steals an eved, it's not shlomi kefil, as opposed to items. So, okay, we've excluded avadim. Otzi, okay, I can exclude avadim velo atzi shtarot, just to finish this psugya. Sheshlem knas, so ma ilim dochim sheshlem ona'a. It's ushtarot she'en lem ona'a. In other words, again, what's common to this prat? These things have the concept of ona. We've discussed ona in the past. That's when someone overcharges by too much. However, you don't find that by shtarot because timkor mimkar lamitecha. Right? Again, they're talking about case parsha of ona. That's that drash is drash gufo machur, something whose it itself is sold and not something a shtar, which is it's not the gufa davar. It's the proof with which you claim ownership of something else. So therefore, ona doesn't apply to that. Mikhan amruah mocher shtar, just to add mikhan at the end. So in other words, we've got this, the miut, we've excluded shtarot, avadim, and karka based on this kalo, this the pratim here we've got here of again it was chamor shoroseh. However, we add one extra point. Mikhan amruah mocher shtarot lebasam yesh lem ona. Now, perfumers would use parchment to cover their jars. So if you sell a shtar, like an old shtar or something, to such a perfume manufacturer, that situation, the actual material has value. So ona would apply to that. We're talking about when does ona not apply shtar, if you're telling a shtar in its traditional sense, as in the contract value, not the material value of the paper, the parchment on which it's on. Okay, so we'll continue for that. Thank you very much, Tom. Got it.